Well, here in Spain, I had the joy and the pleasure of talking to Brett Hansen from Levin's Franks. And if you weren't listening last week, why not? Well, last week, if you were, first of all, Brett, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I was thinking, why wasn't anyone listening last week?
Yes.
If they weren't listening?
Well, I tell you, we'll let the cat out of the bag and we'll tell everybody who wasn't listening last week. Last week, Brett shared advice on completing Spanish income tax returns, particularly on how to declare your foreign income. That raised the question, how do the Spanish authorities know what assets and income you have outside of Spain? So this week, we'll take a look at exchange of information. So, I suppose the most logical place to start is, what is the automatic exchange of information?
So, the automatic exchange of information started out as a political initiative back in 2012, with the purpose being that financial institutions should provide information on their account holders to their local country tax authority, and for the local country tax authority to then exchange this information automatically, i.e. without requesting the information on a specific individual, to the tax authorities in the foreign jurisdiction to which the account holder is resident. This then led to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD for short, to introduce the Common Reporting Standard. And this was in 2016, whereby financial institutions were required to identify customers who appear to be tax resident outside of the country where they hold their accounts and products, and to report certain information to the local tax authority, which could then be shared with the tax authority where the account holders are tax resident. Though the first actual exchange took place in 2017 between just 49 jurisdictions, though those jurisdictions did include the UK and Spain, today, over 100 countries are cooperating, sharing details on about 84 million accounts, covering total assets of about $10 trillion.
What types of assets and accounts are reported?
Well, the financial institutions obligated to report this information each year include banks, custodians, certain investment entities, insurance companies, trusts, and foundations. And so where people hold bank accounts, investments, insurance contracts, and annuities, for example, in a country different to where they are tax resident, then these assets and accounts, if in one of the 100 countries cooperating with this, are being reported automatically, in effect, to the tax authorities of the country where you are tax resident.
So what information do the tax authorities receive?
Well, besides the name and address of the account holder, the financial institutions also report the tax residency, tax identification number, and details of the bank account or investments held with them. These details will include account balances, interest or dividends earned, any income or growth made from certain investments and insurance contracts, and if or where there has been a sale of financial assets, the gross proceeds from the sale.
What should we do to make sure we're not caught out by automatic exchange of information?
Well, that's a good question, Howard. And I would say, first of all, with increased global transparency and the sharing of information becoming much easier with advances in technology, it is clearly easier for local tax offices to verify whether taxpayers have accurately reported their worldwide income and gains on their annual tax returns. And in Spain, we have certainly seen in recent years the Spanish tax authorities following up on discrepancies between personal tax returns and the information they've received via Common Reporting Standards and the Modelo 720 and the Common Reporting Standards. So if any listeners are a tax resident in one country but have assets or earn income in another country, I think it's very important to make sure that you follow both the rules in which you hold the assets and the tax rules in the country to which you're living in, applying the relevant double tax treaty in order to make sure you're correctly declaring income and gains and paying tax where you should be. Howard, whilst cross-border taxation is complex. Getting it wrong for any reason can have serious consequences. And I think it's important to remember that for tax authorities, I'm afraid ignorance is no defence. But at the same time, there are tax planning arrangements available for Spanish tax residents, which can help legitimately reduce tax liabilities and which allow for consolidation and simplification with regards to meeting the tax reporting requirements for both the country you hold assets in and the country you are resident. Of course, if any listeners have any concerns or questions about cross-border tax or taxation in Spain, a locally based advisor with cross-border expertise, such as Blevins Franks, can help establish what you should be declaring and where, what taxes this will entail, and how we can help mitigate those taxes whilst offering peace of mind that you're meeting your tax obligations. So for anyone wanting to speak to one of our local advisors, please check out our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Brett. Always interesting. We'll talk sometime in the future.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Howard. Bye now.